Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Drew. I do need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
I was given this number from my unemployment on the unemployment site when it asked me there's a problem with my claim.
Yes, ma'am. Were you trying to file a new claim?
No, an existing one. It was saying that the reason they closed it is because they couldn't get in touch with me, but my phone was off.
Okay, so
I guess that's why they closed it.
Yes, ma'am. So I can go ahead and reopen that claim for you.
Okay, please.
All right, and what is that Social Security number?
408-631-675.
All right, and what is that first and last name?
Angelita, W-Y-A-T-T.
All right, and what is your date of birth?
052989.
And your mother's maiden name?
Willard, with two L's.
All righty. Thank you so much, Ms. Wyatt. All right. So it looks like you filed a claim on the 8th.
Uh-huh. I was out of work on that first. That's when I was trying to file the claim that I did on the 8th for the previous week on that first, and then the week after. But I couldn't because it canceled me out because it couldn't get in touch with me.
So have you been doing your weekly certifications?
No, I tried to, but it said that it closed it, and it told me to call this number. It said it was closed. It wouldn't let me.
All
because
right.
Every time I go to file a claim, it'll say your case is closed and to call this number. I actually took some screenshots too.
All righty. So do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, sir.
And is English your preferred language?
Yes, sir.
Do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, sir.
All right. What is the highest grade you completed in school, including any time you were in college?
An associate's degree.
All righty. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, sir.
And what is the issuing state?
Alabama.
And the driver's license number?
7902261.
All right, Ms. White, if you are approved for payments, you have options to receive your payments, either direct deposit into the checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which option would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
All right, and is that into a checking or savings account?
Checking.
All right, and what is the routing number?
Let me see. It is 041-215-663.
All right, what is that account number?
20-755-4330-3873.
And just to confirm, I have 207-554-330-3873.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
All righty. And what is a good mailing address for you?
344 Jasmine Drive.
And what's the city, state, and zip?
Madison, Alabama, 35757.
All right. And is your home address the same as your mailing address?
Oh, yes, sir.
And has your address changed in the last year?
Nothing.
And what is a good phone number to reach you at?
I don't really have a good phone number, but I have an email that I can answer quickly.
All right. What is that email?
ANJALESA01@gmail.com.
All right, so I have that email as ANJALESA01@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
All righty. And just to confirm, I have that mailing address is 344 Jasmine Drive, Madison, Alabama, 35757.
Yes.
And just so you know, Ms. Wyatt, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. So I'm going to ask you a series of randomly generated questions, okay?
Okay.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1112 East South East Street South, 112 Abbey Lane, 2011 Lennox Drive.
Abbey Lane.
Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? A 1998 BMW 3 Series, a 2004 Toyota Celica, 2006 Lexus GS430, a 2007 Audi Q7, or none of the above?
Did you say a Hyundai?
I said a Toyota.
I got a 2007 Hyundai Elantra. Is that the same thing?
No, ma'am. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Pickawan, Vicksburg, McLean, Columbus, or none of the above?
McLean, Mississippi.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
Unemployment.
All right. And has your phone number changed since the last time you filed?
No, it's still my number, but it's just not on right now.
And had you tried doing your weekly certification this week?
Yes, and it said, let me see what my screen thing said. I screenshotted it. Or it wouldn't let me screenshot it. I had to, like, copy and paste it. It said, okay. It says, error number for support, Alabama claim, and it gave me, if the problem persists, please try filling your weekly claim by phone. Your claim ID number, an error occurred while processing your request. Please try again. That's what it was saying.
And did you try filing by phone?
No, because I didn't have a phone. I didn't have a phone at the time. So I just got it on where I could get a free number. But then when I tried to do it online, that's when I was getting that like block issue.
All right. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, sir.
So in other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, sir.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Am I what?
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Oh, yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And what was your job title at your last job?
Security officer.
And are you looking for work in that same field again?
Yes, sir.
All right. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, sir.
All right. Do you have that PIN number we gave you got the last time you filed?
Uh-huh.
All righty. All righty. So we're almost done. I just got to go over a couple of quick things with you, okay?
Okay.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks to begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you as well. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please contact our inquiry department at 1-800-361-4524. Ms. Wyatt, we've completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Yes.
All right, and what's that?
Okay, so what I'm trying to file a claim for is the 1st through the 14th, right?
Okay.
Now, if I return back to work tomorrow, is I'm still going to file the claim for this week, but my 2 weeks before when I was unemployed, like if I find a job tomorrow, will I still get unemployment for those 2 weeks where I was out, even though I found a job after the 3 weeks?
So that is a question for our inquiry department. You can reach out to them either by that phone number I gave you, which opens at 5 p.m. this evening, or you can reach out to them through the labor.alabama.gov website.
Okay, that's the inquiry line?
Yes. When you go on labor.alabama.gov, right below where it says UC Tracker, there's an option that says request or provide information, and you can just send your question to them through there.
Okay. All right. And my other question is, so I filed this week, or when do I start filing again? Before Friday of this week?
No, ma'am, you'll start doing your weekly certifications next Sunday.
Next Sunday. So when you say next Sunday, is that the Sunday coming up?
Yes.
Okay. So thank you. I think I have an understanding, and I don't have any more questions.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye.